Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have four players from the senior varsity volleyball team over at Sitka High, the Sitka Wolves girls volleyball team. Welcome to Morning Edition. Thanks for joining.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start from left to right, and I'm going to ask you each to introduce yourselves and tell me how long you've been playing volleyball.
Hi, my name's Trista. I've been playing volleyball ever since middle school.
So you're Trista Elixman.
Yes, Trista Elixman.
Hi, I'm Shelby, and I've been playing volleyball since sixth grade.
Shelby Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Min, and I've also been playing volleyball since sixth grade.
And Min Iwamoto?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name's Erin Van Veen, and I've been playing since seventh grade.
Well, it's a big night for all four of you because it's your senior's night. Why is that such a big deal?
Hi, Erin Van Veen. It's a big deal because it's our last home game, and these games matter to give us our home court advantage for our regions games.
So you're moving into regionals, which is happening first week in November. This is also your last home game. And you've been playing since middle school. So I imagine that volleyball has really been a central focus of your life. It's been important to you. What's it like for each of you moving into your last home game?
I'm Trista. I'm actually really sad.
You're sad?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sad that it's our last home game and that this is the last time I'll be playing with these four young people.
Anyone else sad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erin Van Veen. I'm pretty sad, but I'm also really excited to be playing this game against Edgecombe. It's been a month since we played them, so I'm excited to see the outcome.
Well, I guess you could look at Seniors Night not only as the last home game, but also as a culmination of all these years that you've been devoting to the sport. So it's also a celebration.
Definitely.
And Trista, you mentioned that, you know, you're sad. This is the last time you'll be playing with these folks. Do you feel like you're a strong and cohesive team?
Yes, very much. I think we've come together really well, and I don't know, we've had our troubles, but we get through it and don't give up.
Has your team evolved, do you think, since the beginning of the season?
Min Iwamoto here. I think we've definitely all grown closer, and I think that's because a lot of us started playing volleyball together when we were younger, so we already had a good friendship, and I think the sport has really helped draw us closer to each other and made us really good teammates. So together as a team, we flow really well together.
Yeah, I've seen some volleyball. I've never played volleyball, but it seems to me that those teams that do well work well together, as you said, Min, they're sort of like one organism. It's almost like you can read each other's minds. Does it take a while to get there?
Erin Van Veen. It does take a while. It takes years for that to happen. As our coach calls it, an umbilical cord. We're all connected. We all move together. When one hitter's hitting, you know, you follow them. You're an umbilical cord. You can't move. So it is like an organism.
So Trista had mentioned some challenges that your team faced mid-season. Would you care to talk a little bit about those and how you overcame them? What those challenges meant for your team?
Erin Van Veen. We had an injured player at a tournament a couple weeks ago now. We had a player from down south move back up here, and we also had a player gone for a family emergency. And her not being out practice impacted us. Our player getting injured obviously impacted us, and our player from down south has kind of helped us get over that and be able to move on and fix the problem where we had an empty player. Well, we had an empty spot.
So you were able to sort of, you know, rise above the challenges that you faced. Does that often happen during the course of a season that, you know, something goes wrong or unexpected, and then you have to figure out how to work above that or beyond that?
Yeah, typically there's a mid-season slump where everybody's kind of down, and it's middle of the season, everybody's kind of getting tired, and so that's usually the biggest impact or problem in the season. We don't usually have a player move back or anything like that. Getting injured happens, but it doesn't always happen.
So you were cohesive enough to overcome that, but you also had some challenges moving into the season to begin with, and that was essentially you were a whole new team. What was that all about, Shelby?
Well, we were all really good friends before that, so I think we didn't expect to be as good as we were when we had our first tournament, because we gelled really well, and I thought we did really good that first tournament being a new team.
And you had lost 8 seniors from the previous year.
Yeah, that was hard because we had a lot of talent last year, like with our seniors.
So then suddenly, the four of you were the seniors. Yeah. You were the talent. When you look back on the season at the end of this one, which happens around mid-November, I think you have state then, what are some memories you'll bring with you? What will stand out for you, do you think?
Mini Wamoto. Just some memories we already have is a few weeks ago, we went over to Juneau and played a tournament over there. And during those games, our team was super positive and really encouraging towards each other. And our energy on the bench and on the court was amazing. And I think that's there was one game in particular that stood out to me when we played Thunder Mountain, and I think that was because our team is so positive and we all get along so well that when we have really good energy and we're just keeping each other up, then it makes for a really memorable game. So I think that's what we're all hoping for, and we're hoping to show that again tonight.
Anyone else have any memories that you'll carry with you?
Aaron Van Veen. I'm going to be the one to say it. I know we're all thinking it. Being able to beat Edgecombe for the first time in a very long time. That's something I'll cherish for a long time.
So let's talk about that meet that's coming up. Unless, I'm sorry, Trista and Shelby, memories that you'll cherish forever.
This is Shelby Schmidt, and I just wanted to go back to what Aaron said. On every year that I've been on varsity, we haven't really been able to beat Edgecombe ever. So when we did this year, it felt really good.
Trista?
Yeah, I would say that game against Edgecombe that we won, I hope we do that again tonight.
So you've had two games against Edgecombe. One, you beat them, and another one, they beat you. So this third one, 3 of 4, sort of up in the air, you're feeling really confident that you're going to come out on top. What would that mean for the team?
Mini Wamoto here. I think that would be a really good start to some momentum towards the regional tournament for us. It would definitely help by boosting our confidence a lot more, and just knowing if we get this win tonight, then it's kind of like, you guys, we've done it twice before. We can do it again. There shouldn't be anything that can stop us. So I think it would really just help give us some confidence and momentum before going into the regional tournament.
So the regional tournament is coming up after this one, then. The you'll be playing Edgecombe for the regional title. Is that what's happening after this one?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So it's you and Edgecombe pairing off again for Region 5, because Petersburg, who had been a team that was part of Region 5, they dropped down out of that category. So now you're playing Edgecombe for regionals after this meet. And so this is really significant for you tonight.
Yes.
And then you go to state if you come out on top. Yes. When you leave Sitka High, when you're done with Sitka High, which is coming up really fast. Do you think you'll continue with volleyball? And if not, what have you learned from volleyball from all these years of playing that's going to stick with you?
Erin Van Veen. I probably won't continue on to play volleyball, but volleyball has taught me how to work well with others. You know, sometimes there's somebody that you don't like, and it's taught me how to just move on from that and work well with people.
Anybody else want to share?
Minu Omoto. I definitely agree with Erin. There are a lot of life skills that can be taught through playing sports, and I think we've all learned how to communicate with others, and like Erin said, you know, whoever's on the team, you have to learn how to work with them to progress and do well. So I think that's something we can all take away from this.
Any other thoughts?
Shelby Schmidt, and I agree that it's definitely hard when you don't get along with someone, but you have to get over it and just work together no matter what, or else it doesn't work out for the team. And it's really taught me to trust my teammates too. Like, when you're on the court, you have to be able, you kind of have to like sometimes read each other's minds, because you have to know whether or not they're going to go for the ball or whatever. But I've definitely gained a lot of trust this season.
Would you like Sitkins to show up in force tonight and cheer you on?
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay, so seniors' night tonight, the last home game, right?
Yes.
Okay, so where is it and when is it?
It's at Sitka High. Senior night starts at 7 o'clock, and the game starts at 7:30, I believe. No.
No.
Oh, the
7
game
o'clock
starts.
Start. 7 o'clock start.
Okay, 7 o'clock start to the game.
Yes.
So come on out, support the Sitka senior volleyball girls at Seniors Night in the last home game. Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Min Iwamoto, Trista Elixman, Shelby Schmidt, Erin Van Veen, seniors from the Sitka Wolves girls volleyball team.